Charlie
Love
Lee.
Talk Radio.
Pound for Pound King, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. What's up, everybody? By the way, I got some breaking news. CharlieZelenoff.com is back. Yep. Remember I had that website when I knocked out Mayor with a senior? And then I got locked up, and then that website got hacked or some shit. And got fucked up. But yeah, my people brought it back and everything, and my record is on there. It's not updated all the way. There's just like about, I'd say about like 16 of my wins are on there. But yeah, it's, all 76 are going to be on there. They're working on it. My people, they did the site. Yeah, no more of these New York, Mike, Brusque, and no more of these pretenders, man. This is it. And every time I win a fight, it's going to be updated literally like as soon as I post a video on YouTube, as soon as I announce I'm 77-0, 78-0, 79-80-0, so on and so on, 100-0. This is it. It's all going to be updated, like, right away. None of this bullshit where I had to wait fucking 2-3 months for one win to be updated. It's just ridiculous. I scored 2 wins in one. I knock out 2 guys in 1 day. I TKO 2 guys in 1 day. And these clowns from New York, it would take them fucking months to update one win. Why did it take them so long? What, you don't think they could access the record? Of course they could. They just didn't want to update it, man. They were haters. They were fucking... You know what I mean? They were haters. You know what I mean? That's the only explanation. Yeah, yeah. They made some official legit shirts of me. You know what I'm saying? Ripped, because I knocked so many people out with them. But they did it to make money off my name, man. You know what I'm saying? They did it to benefit themselves, not really me. You know what I mean? And they did, but it did benefit me, though, because, you know, I knocked out 11 people wearing a ghost shirt, and I proved that I'm the goat, man. But yeah, man, 76-0, man. Watch that fight with me and Jacob, man, many times, man. That's phenomenal. It's like a trademark victory, man. That haymaker, I hit him with in the end, man. That was... Yeah, but we watched the whole fight, man. The way I boxed was phenomenal. It wasn't just the punch. I mean, yeah, the punch in the end was the most significant, you know, moment of the fight, definitely. But if you watched the whole fight, you know what I'm saying? The way I boxed, that combo I went in the beginning was phenomenal. But I striked him with a left hook. I smacked him in the face with 0-24, and then I jabbed him in the stomach, and then I hit him with a right hand, and then I followed up with a left hook to the body. I mean, that was phenomenal, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got, you know, for me, 4 weeks is a lot of rest. You know, I got some rest. And, yeah, well, look at it. I trained, I prepared. And look at the way I fought, look at the way I performed, man. I trained like, say, two, three times. You know what I'm saying? That's real boxing, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have none of this Mayweather the Pacquiao bullshit, you know, when you prepare 6 months for a fight. It's fake, you know what I'm saying? You don't need that much time to prepare for a fight. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just go to the gym and I smash these mainstream guys, you know, like they're fucking, like they're dummies, man. That EFC guy that I beat down, I mean, that fight was... well, it was the best win of the year, but I topped it with that Jacob victory. That guy Jacob would knock out that EFC guy. I know, yeah. Bigger, stronger. He would beat him. They should fight, actually. That would be a good fight. I think Jacob would win. Without a doubt. I mean, what's his name? EFC bitch, man. That guy the clown, man. He bear hugged. As soon as I hit him, and then, I was hitting him in the face many times, but when I hit him, and I stunned him, and TKO'd him, actually, and he grabbed on and started holding on, and I've been accused by these delusional haters of rabbit punching when this guy bear hugged me. I mean, if you watch the beginning of the fight, I struck him in the head twice, and he bear hugged me. No. Sorry, before he bear hugged me, he tried to get me in a Muay Thai hold. Remember when Dijon got me in a Muay Thai hold and I punched him in the head? I punched him in the head 3 times? Yeah, well, this idiot did the same shit, and I hit him in the head. Yeah, so, I mean, since, for one, I did not rapid punch him. A lot of those punches were on the side of his head, and it really does not matter. When somebody bear hugs you in a boxing match, you're free to hit him wherever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Then it really becomes a street fight, you know what I mean? No, I'm telling you, the last four or five hits are on the side of his head, man. Crushed that guy. But yeah, talk everybody out there, type in charliezonov.com, man. The website is there. One second, my uncle's right here. Charlie Z, the greatest on air. Next month, guess who I'm meeting? My wife. Charlie Zonoff, 76 now. Yeah, CharlieZonoff.com, yeah, the whole record. Well, they got some. They already got some wins up there. So my people made the website. Man. Yeah, it doesn't matter who updates the record. As long as it's updated, man. I physically beat the shit out of opponents. I beat the shit out of these mainstream clowns. Beat the shit out of underground fighters. I beat everybody, man. Street fighters, you know what I'm saying? Boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, fucking... The last guy was an MMA fighter and a kickboxer. He said he competed in both. And he boxed, too. He was an all-around fighter. And motherfucker was big and strong, and he just was no match for me, man. He just got his ass kicked. The entire fight, you know what I mean? Where did he land? One jab? How many punches did I land? Eight? I landed 8 punches on him, man. Hit him in the body, hit him in the face in the beginning, and then in the end I hit him in the face. I struck him. I gave him a black eye. Dude had a black eye, man. You know what I'm saying? That gym is way better than the gym where I beat Joseph Wall and shit. That gym is legit, man. You know what I'm saying? It looks better to fight over there, you know what I'm saying? They got like bags over there, you know what I'm saying? And that fucking class bullshit where you gotta wait for all the classes to end so you could throw down and shit. You know what I mean? It's real shit, man. Oh, it doesn't matter where the fights take place, in the underground, man, they can take place anywhere, man. Could be in the ring, could be in the gym, it doesn't matter, man. It's official, man. I'm the GOAT. When I hit you, it's official. When my fist connects on your jaw, on your face, anywhere, on your body, it does not matter what. Surroundings are irrelevant. Doesn't matter. I mean, fake boxing, they stage fights. You know what I mean? They get rings, they get crowds, they get all that bullshit, but they stage the fights. So how is that official? It's they try to make it look official, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? And Roy Jones Jr. is a bum, dude. Who the fuck did he KO? He's a fucking clown, man. He's fighting. Man, how many times did he get knocked the fuck out, man? That guy's a clown. Well, what did Roy Jones Jr. fight Charlie Zella? Seriously. I would end his self-proclaimed career. I would kill that guy. I would beat him when he was, my age. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would knock him out. The 90s were Jones Jr. I would knock him out. And right now, it's not even, it wouldn't even be interesting. It wouldn't even be like a challenge. It would be like basically like beating up Mayweather Sr., you know what I mean? He's terrible, man. Hell, I even think Mayweather Sr. is a better chin than Roy Jones. Roy Jones isn't a chin at all, man. That dude is fucking motherfucker shaved. He probably gets dizzy, man, you know what I'm saying? He shaves his goatee or whatever, his beard. He gets dizzy, man, you know what I mean? He has a glass jaw, man. It's like Michael Barsky and Deontay Wilder and Delray Rains. He has a glass jaw crew, man. You know what I mean? Yo, Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko, man. Fucking glass jaw, man. Vitaly Klitschko, they're saying he has a fucking chin. Yeah, but he's never been hit by Charlie Zonov. How do you know he has a chin? He's never been hit by me. Wait a minute, he got dropped by that bum Corey Sanders. Give me a fucking break. I hit way harder than Corey Sanders. If I struck Vitaly one time in a jaw, that dude would fucking collapse, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude's a joke. I'm going to Ukraine to be with my wife, Daria. Next month, I'm going to see her. And, yeah, dude, I mean, I can't wait to hold her in my arms. She's so sexy. She sent me a photo yesterday. Yeah, my wife is just, she's a goddess. I mean, literally. I mean, you all seen her. You all seen how beautiful she is, but I'm just saying that I'm going to be the one making love to her, getting her pregnant, and sleeping with her every night. You know, man, it's going to be me, man. And of all the billion men they have in the world, she chose me. She's the one. She got her new nails done. She got red nails, and she always puts the Z on them. Yeah, the girl loves me. You know, before her, I've never had that. You know, I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of girlfriends, but none of them ever had, like, put my initials on their fucking fingernails. I mean, come on, that's a different level of love, man. You know what I'm saying? And I've won all these fights for her since I met her. I've been tearing shit up before I met her, man, but when I met her, it was just like, I started tearing shit up to a different level. I'd be Jules Wall for her, man. Jules Wall, mainstream MMA TV fighter, man. Beat the fuck out of him, man. Fuck that dude, man. He's a fucking clown, man. I seen him, this dude was running his mouth, and I'm like, you gotta outbox, man. There's no point of even rematching. Like, I mean, I guess I beat him one-sided, but if there's to rematch, to knock him out cold, yeah, but really, there's no point. I kicked his ass so bad, he couldn't even touch me, man. He hit air the whole fight, man. He hit air the whole fight, and I hit him the whole fight, man. Jim Zawala, man, he used to fight Teardrop, man. You know what I'm saying? They're both Mexican. They're both, like, essays with tattoos, man. You know what I mean? Teardrop's a murderer. This guy's fucking mainstream TV clown, man. You know what I mean? He used to fight Teardrop. I think that would be a good fight. Tell you what, I mean, Jill would probably win, but Teardrop would definitely have a chance, man. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a big fight. They're both heavyweights, yeah, man. I beat both of them, man. I knocked Teardrop out, though, man. Right hook, man. He was sleeping on his feet. He was done. But yeah, CharlieZonov.com, if you go on the site, you're going to see my fight with Jacob, my fight with Wilder, the recent videos. It's built, just like, remember, they had a side of me like that before. But they have it again, and it looks even better now. 76-0, man. What was that, 20-0 at the time? Holy shit, man. It's incredible how many wins this I piled up, man. Fucking just killed everyone, man. Destroyed everyone, man. I beat everybody, man. Yeah, definitely. What do we this time? I deserve more than 4 weeks off. I deserve some serious time off, man. Some real time off, man. I always say it, and I never. And then, like the most I take off is like a month tops, and then I come back. And not even a month. I mean, it's been 15 months in a row that I've won fights. 15 months in a row from December 2013. To February 2015, I have won fights every month. Now, please tell me, who has ever done that? Muhammad, who? Iron Mike, what? Sugar Ray, Sugar Faye, Sugar Fake. It's not Sugar Ray. It's Sugar Gay Robinson. Who the fuck is that, man? Man, one punch from me to Sugar Ray Robinson, the job. Yeah, he'd be where he's at right now, man. Literally, man, you fucking delusional forum posters. You fucking retards. I beat the shit out of Jacob. I beat the shit out of that MMA TV fighter, EFC. I beat the shit out of Jules Law. I beat everybody, and you people continue, I mean, to dislike my fights despite I'm kicking the shit out of these guys, man. People are mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? I beat Deontay Wilder for fucking crying out loud, man. You motherfuckers are still talking shit, man. I don't know. I'm not reading the comments. I read the comments like the first day when I posted the fight. Me beating Jacob, yeah, I read some good comments, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going to sit here and read every comment. You know what I mean? I smashed this guy. You know, what comments? I got video of me beating him. Well, I don't need... There's a video of me punching him in the face and him quitting. What comments? If you say anything bad about that, then something's wrong with you. And you got mental problems. If you fucking, you can't deny the victory. But if you talk shit and be like, oh, but who is this guy? Who is this guy? This guy's a pro fighter. He's a trained fighter. It's pretty damn obvious. He knows how to fight. He lost to the best fighter in the world, Charlie Zona. But that guy's 200 pounds. He's heavier than me. He's a lot bigger than me. But I'm a lot better than him. I'm so fucking fast. He couldn't even see them punches, man. I'm telling you, 0-24. That left hook that I threw, I didn't even notice it. Like I thought I hit him in the face once. In the end, no, man. I hit him in the face twice. 0-24. Go on my Facebook. I even made a screenshot of that shit. Yeah, I smashed his fucking face in, man. With that left hook, man. Broken finger, broken right middle finger, man. I've won 7 fights with a broken finger, man. Any other fighter that they would break their finger, my finger still hurts. I don't know, man. I'm not letting it heal, but the thing is, it's pretty bad, man. Yeah, it's good that I'm going to Ukraine and I'm going to be with my wife and everything. You know, by the time I come back, it'll definitely heal. Yeah, I found out the most I could be there for was like 4 to 6 months, dude. You know, it's going to be a while, so. I don't know if it's going to be, if I take half a year off from fighting, I mean, look at how many people I beat, man. It's like I destroyed everybody. You got nothing to prove, and, you know, but. Now it's time to, you know, I have a wife, I'm married, Bina, it's time to get that wedding going, it's time to, you know what I'm saying, get that confetti going, man, on that wedding, man. It's time to kiss the bride, man, that's what I'm trying to say. Broke everybody's jaw, shattered everybody's fucking jaw, broke a lot of faces, man, I literally conquered boxing, man. And these delusional boxrec.com people. Hey, boxrec.com, man. So you guys still think you're legit, man? Go on charliezonov.com, man. You're going to see what's legit, man. You fucking retards. No, right now, type charliezonov.com. The website's back, man. Yeah, go on YouTube and type in Charlie Zonov, TKO's 200-pound MMA heavyweight Jacob. Type that in. You're gonna see what's official. You're gonna see what's legit. Yeah, like if you clowns were fucking a legit site, why the fuck would I be 76-0? Why would I win so many fucking fights? Why? I beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder is what, your WBC number one ranked heavyweight in the world? Okay, but I beat him. That means I'm number one in the world. He fucking won. I TKO'd him, and I hit him in the fucking jaw. This guy flew away outside the ring. I hit him in the body. He caught me. Now you all know it's lucky punch. Look how many fights I won after that. Who the fuck? Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. After that, I suffered. And, I got. Yeah, but the guy that Southpaw Sill, he landed a lucky knockdown against me. Yeah, but I beat the shit out of him. That was like one-sided. I punched him in the face with that jab. I was hitting him in the body over and over. That was one-sided. His knockdown didn't do anything. I got back up, and then I just continued beating his ass. You know what I mean? What about after Southpaw Sill? What happened after that? And that very next day, I went fight against the jiu-jitsu guy. Then I beat the shit out of the EFC guy like fucking a week later. And then the same day, I beat the EFC TV fighter. I smashed a fucking gangbanger with one punch knockout. And then what? 4 weeks later, I beat Jacob. Did Jacob knock me down? Not even close. Didn't even come close. He couldn't. He couldn't. He couldn't. Motherfucker was saying, "I can't hit you, man." Motherfucker couldn't even touch me. You know what I mean? And he threw a wild haymaker. That dude was trying to knock me out, man. That dude, like, if you watch in the middle of the fight, like, I was, like, I had on points, and he realized the only way he can win is to land a low. He can't, even if he landed. Derek the Giant hits harder than Jacob, I'm sure. I mean, they both hit hard, you know what I mean? I saw them throw that haymaker. You can tell the motherfucker got a lot of power behind his punches. But I could see that punch from a mile away. I just moved out the way, and he just hit air. You know what I'm saying? And then I just continued out boxing him, and then he landed a lucky jab that pissed me the fuck off, and then I just fucking went off on him, and then I hit him in the body a few times, and then after that, boom, headshot, gone. Goodbye, Jacob, man. Professionally, he's on one. Underground. Yeah, went all, and last year, 23 wins, man. Last year, I mean, fucking beat everybody. Kevin Luka, Asian Muscleman, Deontay Wilder, man, that Mexican brawler that I beat, you know what I'm saying, that 280-pound big Mexican dude that I beat when I hit him in the nose and cracked his nose. His fucking hair covered his face, man, that motherfucker. Xavier, the Muay Thai kickboxer, man, you know what I'm saying? Lucky, one punch knockout, some gangbanger. I beat Virgil. Yeah, I started the year, win number 50. Clown Marciano, 15-0. When I beat Virgil, man, you know what I'm saying? I beat the real Virgil. Man. Virgil Hill's a bump, dude. Fucking killed it. Kill Virgil Hill, kill Roy Jones, you know, kill Mike Tyson. Yeah, I mean, I beat Deontay Wilder with one punch, man. If Mike Tyson has something to say, man, if he still thinks he's, I mean, the guy acts hard, you know what I'm saying? He acts hard on TV. I can see all his bullshit. Let him get in the ring with Charlie Zonoff, man. He's going to see a different level. Differently. I'm just on a different level. Yeah, but if I knock out Mike Tyson, then people are going to treat it like the senior fight. They're going to be like, oh, but you beat an old man. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, oh, they're gonna, if I knock out Mike Tyson, they would be like, oh, you should let's see, you beat him 20 years ago or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what they would say. I would easily, man. Hey, Buster Douglas sucks, man. Buster Douglas can kick his ass for 10 rounds and knock him out. Fuck, man. You kidding? Charlie's on. Beats that ass 1,000 out of 1,000 times, man. Guarantee you, man. I'm way better, man. Quicker, and the thing is, Tyson's one-dimensional, man. I'm a boxer puncher, man. He ain't no fucking boxer puncher. Dude doesn't know how to box. I've never seen. He doesn't know how to throw a jab correctly, man. You fucking break, man. Like Tyson ain't a boxer puncher, man. He's not even a puncher. He's an overrated puncher, and he's a shitty boxer. I'm the greatest boxer, and I'm the greatest puncher. See the difference? Yeah, I don't need a custom model in my corner, man. Jesus Christ is in my corner, man. God gave me the power. God chose me. God made me the best boxer in the world. God given talent, natural talent. That's what I have, and that's how I win all the time. All these guys I'm beating up, all these guys have trainers. Jacob, the EFC guy, all these guys have trainers, man. Man. But why do they lose to me? I don't have a trainer. I'm self-taught, baby. Self-taught, motherfucker. 6 power punches in 1 second. No trainer in the world to teach you that, man. The day when I beat Carlos Vasquez and won the championship in Las Vegas, I went to Cassius Green's house. Let me tell you something, man. Cassius Green lives in a dumpster, man. His dude was on HBO. Claims he's HBO, fake BO, all that bullshit. Fake boxing, WWE. I've been to this guy's house, man. I've seen dumpsters that look nicer than his house, man. I'm not joking, man. No, I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying to fucking clown him. I've seen dumpsters that look more legit than his house, man. You know what I'm saying? It smelled like trash over there, man. Because he is trash. Yeah, and I fired this idiot. And I told Cassius Green, you know, he said he took me to the senior, maybe with the senior gentleman. And I knocked out Mayweather Senior. He was on his side and shit. Backstabbing, you know. Motherfucker backstabbing. Clown. Who the fuck does he think he is? We're walking with that captain hat, man. Guy's a fucking joke, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys a joke, man. Me and Curtis, man. Me and Curtis Juan Ali, we went to Cassius Green's house after I won the title. I took my belts and everything. We were, like, celebrating my victory when I beat Carlos Vasquez. It's on video how I was at his house. But, you know, at that time I thought he was a legit trainer and shit like that. But then I realized, you know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute. I was 11-0 at that time. Then right after I came back from Las Vegas, I fought Roderick Smith in my first title defense. Roderick Smith was an undefeated MMA heavyweight. I knocked him out. I knocked Roderick out in 30 seconds. Cassius Green was not there. And then I knocked out another heavyweight. And then I beat another. Then I called Cassius Green. And I said, Cassius, you're in Vegas. I'm here. I'm winning all these fights, man. I don't need you, man. You know what I mean? We had some wars too before. I told him, like, I realized, like, I'm a goat. I'm so talented naturally that I don't need a trainer. What trainer is going to teach a fighter to throw 6 power punches in half a second? That's defying fucking, the law of physics. No human being is that fast. Charlie Zelenoff, once in a lifetime. Besides me, who's that quick? You know what I'm saying? And no, I'm not a cyborg, man. I'm the GOAT, man. I thought cyborgs, for one, cyborgs, it's fiction. You know, and plus, the video game cyborgs, they're, you know what I mean? They I don't know, man. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm just the best boxer in the world. If cyborgs existed, Charlie Zelenoff would knock them all the fuck out, man. Put it like that. 6 power punches in half a second. I mean, that's called superhuman. Superhuman talent, speed and power. That's what it is, man. Superhuman, yes. Yeah, so with 6 power shots landed per second, I don't need a trainer. A one-punch TKO against Deontay Wilder, hey. Who worked in my corner. That kid used to come on. He wasn't working in my corner. He was just there to record it. He was just there. He was just there supporting me. That was Stephen Kud. That was, you know, one of the Kud brothers. But he's not like them. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was there when I smashed Wilder in the face. But the point is, I'm the GOAT. Real boxing. There is no trainer. I mean, for me, there is. I mean, other fighters, yeah, they may have trainers. But good luck finding a game plan to beat Charlie Zelenoff, man. It doesn't exist. That game plan does not exist, man. You know what I'm saying? You can go to the fucking drawing board, man. You're going to be there all day, man. get you. You'll never find a way to beat Charlie Lee. I smashed Wilder in the ring. I bombed on him outside the ring with those body shots. I was on my way of catching him again in the face, and then he luckily caught me in the back of the head. I was not even hurt. I got back up. I went outside. I wanted to continue and have a third fight, and he walked away. He backed out. So in the end, I won. I physically beat him in the ring, and I technically beat him outside of the ring by DQ. So as I beat Wilder twice in one night, and I was about to go beat him a third time, and he didn't want to fight on the street. So that's it. Yeah, look, but do you think he didn't want to box me after I beat Kevin Luka? That was one of my best ones ever. And then Asian Musclehead, and then all these other guys. And now I'm beating a guy, Jacob. Jacob, okay, you saw that haymaker that Jacob threw at me and missed? If he hit Wilder with that, Wilder would be in the hospital. Jacob would have a puncher's chance against Wilder. That I mean, yeah, he would, without a doubt. And look at the comp I'm facing, man. EFC fighter Jacob, you know what I'm saying, the jiu-jitsu guy that I beat, the southpaw Sill. I mean, not only are these respectable opponents, these are fucking good opponents. These guys know how to fight. You know what I'm saying? EFC bitch, yeah, he's a clown. But okay, the rest of them, they know how to fight. Even the EFC clown knows how to fight. It's just he's nothing compared to me. I fucking destroyed him. But I'm saying, all these guys I'm beating up, they're legit opponents. It looks good when I kick their ass. If you look at Wilder's opponents, if you look at Wilder's fights, okay, the only name he's ever fought is Charlie Zelenoff, and he lost. Everybody else who he fought and supposedly beat, they're not names. They're terrible. Malik Scott is fucking horrible. Okay, I beat Wilder. What would I do to Malik Scott? I would kill Malik Scott. And he didn't even beat Malik Scott. They're friends. That's one. Two, that was a staged fight. Give me a fucking break. That shot to the temple, that was choreographed. Come on. The dude took a dive. It was fucking obvious. I mean, you can't even... Yeah, temple area is a very sensitive spot. But he barely touched him. You can't fall from that kind of shit. A fucking female wouldn't fucking get knocked out from that, man. He barely fucking touched him, dude. Before that, I've seen Wilder against that obese fat guy that he fought, man. I call him the heavyweight Andrew Hartley, man. Literally, man. He's fighting literally. Deontay Wilder is going up against, he's going up against bums like Stacey Goodson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he might as well fight Stacey Goodson and Delroy Reigns. Seriously. He might as well fight those fucking bums, man. Those bums are fucking drinking through a swamp in Arkansas right now. Fucking, you know what I mean? Come on. Southpaw Sill, man. Dude, Gio Zavala, you fucking kidding me? Jacob. EFC motherfucker. The jiu-jitsu guy. Look at the competition I'm beating, motherfucker. Kevin Luka, man. Son of a bitch had fucking head movement faster than K-Weather, man. What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers, man? I'm the greatest of all time, man. I took this sport boxing to a different level, man. I evolved this game, man. People are going to remember when it's all said and done. Real fans that support me to this day, thank you and God bless you all. Real fans are going to remember boxing to be real combat. Mainstream boxing, they try to turn boxing into a show when it's not a show. You understand? In mainstream boxing, it's a show business. It's choreographed. It's not real. You don't need 6 months or 4 months or 5 months or 3 months or even 2 months to prepare for a fight. I train for a few days, and I go to the gym, and I win. That's it. It takes me, I don't even train sometimes, and I just go to the gym. Sometimes, and I'm like, dude, when I beat that EFC guy, and then five minutes after, I knocked out another guy, I didn't even train for that. I beat two men in one day and without training. And these clowns, Mayweather and Pacquiao, need this 6 months to prepare? I mean, come on, man. What's wrong with you motherfuckers, man? Who cares about that fight? These are fucking actors, man. I would knock Mayweather and Pacquiao out, both of them, in the same night. The guys that I beat, okay, Jacob is too big for Mayweather and Pacquiao. He's 200 pounds, man. They would never fight him. they would get knocked out. He's too big. Joseph Wallace, 260 fucking pounds. He would kill Mayweather Pacquiao. Deontay Wilder, 6'7". I beat him with one punch, man. Come on, the wind of my punch. That when I hit Wilder in the jaw, if I hit Mayweather Jr. or Pacquiao in the jaw like that, okay. If Wilder flew, Wilder 6'7", 230. These guys are 5'6", 140 fucking five, whatever the fuck. These guys would literally fly out of the ring, man. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously the best. I'm obviously the GOAT. I'm obviously number one pound for pound. Am I saying that I'm the only fighter that should get credit? I mean, I'm by far the best. I'm number one pound for pound by far. It's a huge drop off. However, no, there should be other fighters that should get credit too. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, you know, I'm a champion, but I don't want to be a self-centered champion. I'm a real champion, and I give credit where credit is due. And I even gave credit to my opponents that I've beaten, that I've destroyed. That Mexican guy where I broke his nose, punched him in the nose, the guy had blood all over his fucking nose. I came up to him and I said, good shit, bro. Good shit for what? You just got your fucking face smashed in on video for the whole world to see. Good shit for what? For stepping up. For stepping up to fight the GOAT. That's right. See? Sportsmanship. I show sportsmanship to underground fighters, not to mainstream clowns. Mainstream boxers, mainstream MMA fighters, no credit. You saw when I beat that EFC fighter? What did I tell him after? I fucked you up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I told Jacob the same shit because I did fucked him up. Well, Jacob, my adrenaline was really, I just smashed him with a haymaker. I was just like, man, I was pumped, you know what I mean? But then after the cameras went off, even before that, we touched gloves, you know what I'm saying? Like, I underground boxers, I give them credit, you know, not all of them, but some of them, yeah. And like a lot of these guys that I'm just demolishing one side on video, they are good fighters, man. They're trained good fighters, man. It's just they're losing to me. You understand? Like they're all Derek the Giant, man. Fuck, look at the competition I'm beating. Derek the Giant. And see, I don't know about now. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know if he's still fighting. I don't think he is. But 2012 Derek the Giant that I beat, that he would knock out the Klitschko's. I guarantee it. He would beat Deontay Wilder. Maybe not now. I'm saying at that time when I beat him, he would be Deontay Wilder. Listen, I've been in the ring with Derek and Wilder. I think I know better. I definitely know better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, people that don't lace up gloves and just watch fights and just like, give opinions, they've never been in the ring. Well, what do they know? You know what I'm saying? No, there are fans out there who know their boxing and know their boxing well. There's fans out there that never fought in their life and they still know their boxing. You know, but I'm the GOAT, man. I'm physically, I fight multiple times a month. I fight every month. I broke a lot of jaws, man. I've seen a lot of battle, man. This is my wife. This is I literally live boxing, you know what I'm saying? So if I tell you that this guy would beat that guy, that means that guy would beat that guy. Let me tell you, I would beat every guy. I'm the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Derek and Wilder would be a good fight. It'd be competitive, but Derek would win. Yeah, I hit Derek with a much harder punch than what I hit Wilder with. And Wilder got TKO. Derek, I mean, I may have broke his jaw, but I hurt him and everything, but he didn't get knocked out. They put a bigger gloves on me and everything, but he was just taking punishment like a punching bag, but he was standing. Wilder, the rope held him off from being knocked the fuck out. Wilder, like I said, he can give to shitty opponents. You know what I mean? He's an average fighter at best. He can't take. He doesn't have a chin. He can't. He's no punch resistance whatsoever. Here's the key to beating Deontay Wilder. All you got to do is throw hands at him. That's it. You don't let him utilize the jab. You don't let him get comfortable. You don't let him keep you at bay. You just rush him. Like you saw my fight against Deontay when I rushed him and hit him with that left. That is exactly how you. Nobody has that speed. Nobody has that accuracy. Nobody has that power. Nobody can do it like me. But I'm just saying, that's how you do it. Like, that's the strategy. You just rush him. these clowns he fought on ESPN, on Showtime, they don't have the ability to rush him and catch him like I did. They don't, because they're not pound for pound number one. But when he went up against pound for pound number one, Charlie Lee, he got smashed. And that's it. And Deontay, if you're listening to this, man, if you ever want a dirt fight, anytime, son. Anytime. I'd happily break your face again. You got demolished. Quit living in a lie. Quit telling people lies. You never beat me. Your record's 33, and motherfucker, you lost twice to me. And my win over Jacob, they say you're as good as your last fight, right? Well, as great as my last fight. That haymaker at 158, yeah, that was legendary, man.